Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I'll keep it moving. You guys gotta visit more later on, after the meeting.
All right, now.
Are you on drugs?
Land acquisition proposal.
Is he on drugs?
No, we're talking.
Yeah.
The medicine kicked in. Hey, Rob, I'm gonna take my phone. Four? Thanks, man. All right, one, yeah.
I have two items on my agenda this morning. The first is in regard to a proposed land acquisition. This would be a property that would be adjacent to the Bridgeville landfill site. I've given you two maps. If you take a look at the first map, you can see a small crosshatched area of approximately, it's actually, as we performed the survey, it's now turned out to be exactly 7.6 acres. But you can see that it's an area that's almost looks like it should be part of the old landfill property. In reality, it belongs to parcel 3, which is a 95-acre parcel owned by O.A. Newton. And they are proposing a new development on that property, and we worked with the landowner, contacted them, requested an opportunity to purchase this property. And if you look on the second sheet, which is the color photograph, you can kind of see the layout of the landfill even better. And you can see that the green line shows actually where the landfill waste, municipal solid waste, was deposited back into the 1970s. And you can see the green line comes right up against the old property line. So by kind of squaring that off, it provides us with a buffer between the municipal solid waste and the new proposed, I think it's called Bridge Branch Estates development. We had an appraisal performed on this 7.6 acres. Turned out to be worth approximately $15,000 an acre. We made an offer to the property owner, and they accepted it at the appraised value. So I have a motion which would approve a contract of sale, which would allow us to purchase this 7.6 acres for approximately $115,000.
The appraiser worked for us or them?
We hired the appraiser.
That's cool.
115.
115,000 total, plus or minus. I can give you the exact number.
That's pretty reasonable. Dave, we don't have any regulations, I guess, that require certain setbacks from these types of facilities. I mean, do we have anything that would, instead of having to buy all this land all the time, can't we just impose a...
What we have is a resolution that the council passed back in the 80s that the any land use decision would consider the proximity of the landfill. So we don't have any hard and fast guidelines. What we've done is approach them on a case-by-case basis.
I mean, I'm just
saying. We do have groundwater management zones that exist around each landfill, and there are certain restrictions as far as the ability to acquire individual wells. For example, this development would have central water that in the well water source would be located outside the groundwater management.
That's what happened to Walker Mill, right?
I mean, Walker Mill, for example. Now, that was an existing development prior to us developing the groundwater management zone. So we actually went in and built a central water system and offered service to the existing homeowners.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's, you know, we never had anybody building next to the landfills for years and years. And within the last 5 years, they've become popular sites.
Well, with central water systems, and I guess if they can secure a good water system, it doesn't matter so much. And then landfills are basically open space. And
that's
as long
correct.
As they're not... Yeah,
The big impact from the landfills is the impact they have on the groundwater, which is basically just below the landfill. It does migrate off-site a little bit. We do have some methane gas that seeps out of the surface, but all that, we just actually recently performed tests again this summer, and all that methane gas, it stays right on the landfill, does not migrate off the landfill. So we don't want people encroaching on the landfill, one, because of the methane gas, and also actually there's places you could fall or get hurt just because of the way the ground is settled over the years.
Are we putting up any kind of fences or
anything? We have from time to time. Our problem is, We have put up a fence, for example, at the Anderson's Crossroads earlier this fall, and already three cars have crashed into and tore it up. And also, we have a problem with people who want to use, like, four-wheelers. We'll put up a fence, and we'll basically either bust down a gate or cut the fence and continue to encroach on the landfill. So it's a continuing problem for us, but we're doing what we can.
That's the way it is.
Can I motion you?
Yes, I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the purchase of 7.6 acres adjacent to the Bridgeville landfill in accordance with the contract of sale with O.A. Newton and Son Company, and authorizes the assistant county attorney to complete the transfer of the property.
To move.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Phillips.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to purchase the land as stated by Mr. Izzo in the motion from O.A. Newton, contiguous to the Laurel or the landfill, for the price stated of $115,000. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation of engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also.
Yes.
Okay. Susie is passing down, again, an attachment for my second item. It's in reference to a proposed bid award for Sussex County project number 06-01, and that is the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. This is the area, it's south of Ocean View. Will serve basically the most well-known development in the area is the Plantation Park development. We actually broke this project into two contracts. We had previously awarded contract A to Edward McGinn of Westchester, PA. We bid the second contract out on the end of November. And again, we're seeing, and this is the best result we've had in years as far as the number of contractors bidding on a project. 12 bids was unheard of 2 years ago. I was struggling to get two bidders. And now, of course, when we have 12 companies bidding on our projects, you can see we're getting better quality bids as far as the dollar value. Our engineer's estimate was $4.4 million, and that number had been adjusted based upon more recent bids that were a little bit lower. But in this case, the low bidder was American Paving Corporation of Salisbury, Maryland, and you can see a bid of $3,028,000, well below our engineer's estimate. We did bid an alternate with the asphalt index included because we have paving involved in this job, and some of the contractors that approached us saying, you know, if I can pin down or I have the ability to bid and have an asphalt index. In other words, if the cost of asphalt goes up over the lifetime of the contract, he would be able to bill us a slightly higher figure. It's a benefit to the contractor. And in theory, we should see some lower numbers. And if you look in the right-hand column, you'll see some of the lowers are lower than our base bid where the dollar amount is locked in. However, in the case of American Paving, they bid the same number for both the base bid and the bid alternate with the asphalt index. I prefer to have a number in my pocket rather than an unknown number, so my recommendation is that we actually award the base bid number.
But are they going to get asphalt roads when they're done?
Yeah, they'll get asphalt roads. It's okay. Just the cost of what the contractor would bill us. If the cost would go up, he can bill us a higher figure.
Because they just have stone, dirt roads, right?
Plantation Park has a mixture, and they have spoken to us about the opportunity to upgrade their roads to completely to hot mix. Right now, we don't have a mechanism in place to work that out. Because you have to remember, it's not just Plantation Park. There's some other communities there, some of which already have asphalt roads, some of which don't. And is it fair for us to go in and upgrade three developments out of six and everybody else kind of footing the bill? It's the difficult situation for
too many,
us.
Can't too
you
many
just
bodies.
Charge them? I mean, figure that out, can't you?
We can request a price from the contractor to upgrade the roads to hot mix. The community doesn't always have the ability or like 100% consent, so to speak. Not every property owner wants to pay that extra money to upgrade. But if we could, there have been circumstances where There is a strong homeowners association, and they either have the money available or have the ability to procure the money. Sometimes a state legislator helps out and, you know, contributes some funds. And we'll continue to have that level of conversation. But sitting here today, we don't have the ability to upgrade to Rosa hot mix.
Hey, Mike, and American Pavement, I know they've done some jobs for us, not in the last couple of years, and they've done all right. Yeah.
They, if they were unknown quantity, I would be somewhat concerned about the low bid relative to some of the other bidders. At least some were in the ballpark. But American Paving performed both of the Cedar Neck, or at least two of the Cedar Neck contracts, did a pretty good job actually for us. And the same people are still in charge of the company, so we feel pretty comfortable. Okay. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 06-01B, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, collection and conveyance, be awarded to American Paving Corporation of Eden, Maryland, at the base bid amount of $3,028,981.20, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service.
So move.
Second. Jones, second. Mr. Dukes. To approve Sussex County project number 06-01, B-Boy, American Paving Corporation for $3,028,981.20. As read. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
And Mr. Zell?